everyone's broke right now, and CarMax is screaming it. CarMax right now is anticipating a massive wave of repos that is going to hit the U.S. economy. Right now, one out of every 20 people that have a loan here through CarMax are over 30 days delinquent on their loan. And here we go. Let's talk about this destruction of wealth that just happens from the consumer side. We're talking about repos, people not making their payments. But what if they do make their payments and they come to CarMax to actually do it? Let's look at this little cheap Hyundai that we're looking at right here. This is a 2023 Hyundai Venue. It's an SE. The total price on this thing is $18,000. You're going to have fees and everything associated, but let's just keep it simple. It's $18,000. Mileage on it is 30,000 miles. If someone has challenge credit, which keep in mind, most consumers that are actually coming to CarMax, they're going to fall in this challenge credit category. They're going to have a 23% interest rate here at CarMax, and that's going to equate to a 462-month car payment. And all of these payments are, their terms are over 72 months. So you can see right here in this chart, this is exactly how much they're paying in interest, and this is how much they're paying for this $18,000 car total after everything is said and done for this very, very cheap car. So CarMax knows that the environment is getting much, much worse here in the car market, so what they're doing is they're actually cutting costs. And that means that people are losing their jobs here at CarMax.
This is the third major round of cuts since the summer of 2024.
So now CarMax has new leadership, fired the old CEO. We got a new CEO's coming in. And what the focus is going to be right now is cost reductions. What does that mean? Well, means layoffs, and we've already seen that in the last few months. They've increased the number of layoffs that they've had across the company,
eliminating more than 1,000 jobs in less than 2 years.
And that's going to be something that continues. Right now, car market's getting worse. It's going to continue to get worse. So what you have to do to increase margin, or at least keep the margin that you have to lower what it costs to run your business. And in a lot of cases, most companies, their biggest spend is what? Is manpower. So if they can figure out how to be more efficient, then they can still keep their margins when the market is actually getting weaker. And I know, just being a business owner myself, our biggest expense is the people that we have that work there. And that's one of the places where CarMax is going to lean on. So these people that work here, unfortunately, what's going to happen as this regime tries to cut costs, as they try to restructure what the business looks like, as they try to become more efficient, unfortunately, people are going to lose their jobs here at CarMax. Spring selling season, which should have been a way for CarMax to get rid of a lot of this inventory, might have actually turned out to be a bust. So one thing that should have helped CarMax here recently was spring selling season. This is tax time. This is like Christmas for used car dealers. And CarMax, being the largest used car dealer in the U.S., should have gotten a massive benefit from spring selling season, from all these tax refunds coming in, and people being able to have money in their pocket to be able to actually sell through some of this inventory that's sitting on their lots. The problem is we were expecting, me as a used car dealer also, we were expecting a much larger spring selling season, tax refund season than the previous years because of things that have been put in place by this administration. The problem is we didn't see that actually happen. Even me at my small used car dealership, where we sell cars that are $5,000 and under, usually we sell out, and this year we didn't. So this could be a problem. This could be like a worst case scenario for a company like CarMax, because if we went through spring selling season, we were anticipating a very, very large spring selling season, and it didn't happen, you could have CarMax actually loaded up and paid more for cars than maybe they should because they thought they were going to sell through product. And this is even something that I did myself, and it doesn't really materialize. So now what's happened is that myself, small used car dealer, sells cars $5,000 and under, and CarMax both have inventory now that they paid too much for, and now because all the money's gone, it's going to be much harder for us to actually move through this inventory and get it out of our system before all the prices drop. And I can tell you what I'm doing on my side is I'm going through and I'm slashing all my prices right now. We did have a really good tax time, but we still have just this inventory left over. And my issue is I know that prices are going to drop here in the next two 2-3 weeks, maybe even up to a month, and I'm going to be able to buy stuff a lot cheaper. And it's easy for me because I only have like 30 cars left that I have to get rid of that I think I have too much in. But CarMax has all of these cars right here that they might have too much in, and they can't just flip a switch and get rid of all of these cars in the next 2 or 3 weeks like I can. So I do not envy CarMax's management right now at this time, because I do think that prices are going to fall off a cliff on the wholesale side just in the next 2-3 weeks, like they do every single year after tax time. But with me, I can be nimble. I have very few cars. I can slash all my prices. Even if I break even, no problem. I'm not losing any money. But CarMax break even for them, even if they went down to that, they're not going to. But even if they would and say, okay, we need to get rid of all these cars because prices are going to come down, they're going to lose a ton of money because of just the simple fact of the overhead that they have associated with all of these vehicles. CarMax right now, end of tax time, wasn't as great, stuck between a rock and a hard place with a lot of inventory that they probably have way too much money in. CarMax right now is anticipating that there are going to be a lot more repos coming through the system than what they've even dealt with. And what do we know? That repos, auto loan delinquencies, are at like record high numbers right now, but CarMax thinks it's even going to get worse. So what they've done is they put aside a lot more money for these loan loss provisions. And what that means is that they're just saying, okay, we're going to have a lot more repos. We know we're going to lose money, so we have to put money back to make sure that we're going to cover all these losses that we're about to get from all of these people that can't make their loan payments. So here's the thing, right now 5% of all their loans that are out right now are over 30 days delinquent. That's absolutely insane. One out of every 20 people that are buying a car from CarMax right now are probably going to lose their cars. Here's the thing. When CarMax writes their loans, when they have, when they send out all these cars, all these people are payment buyers. We go buy a car at CarMax. That consumer is going to get a loan. Consumers aren't coming to CarMax to pay cash for a car. Cars here at CarMax are more expensive than just about anywhere else that you're going to find a car. The reason why CarMax is able to sell through a lot of their inventory, the model that exists here at CarMax, is not that they're trying to be the cheapest car dealer out there. They're the easiest car dealer out there to deal with, where as far as a customer can come in here, even if they don't have good credit, they can still come get a loan and they can still come buy one of these nice Lexus and be able to drive off. They're paying more for that. They're paying more for the ease. They're paying more for the leniency that CarMax is able to do. This is just a big glorified buy here, pay here. That's all this dealership, this model, CarMax, that's all that they are. And here's the thing, there's going to be downside with that kind of model, specifically in a market where people don't have a lot of money, when the market's getting weaker, when people aren't paying their bills, CarMax is going to get hit. We can see it in their stock price. Investors know what's going to happen to CarMax. Over the last year, they've lost like 50% of their market cap. Investors know what's coming. They know there's this big wave of repos that are coming. CarMax knows that there's this big wave of repos that are coming, that we're just at the tip of the iceberg right now. CarMax is putting money aside now to prepare for this. They know what's coming. And here's the biggest nightmare probably for CarMax and for me as a small used car dealer myself, is that people are going to keep their cars longer the more broke they are. And let me explain through this and why it's so detrimental for a car dealer like myself and a car dealer like CarMax, is that when people keep their cars longer, they're not going to trade them in to upgrade to another car. You think with CarMax's side, a lot of their sales come from people getting rid of their older cars. They give those to CarMax, trade them into CarMax, and then they come buy one of CarMax's cars. A lot of velocity of money, flipping cars through the system. But here's the thing, if people are keeping their cars longer, why are they keeping their cars longer? Well, because they don't have the money to actually upgrade to the next car. So that cuts sales down on CarMax's side. And then on the other part, CarMax, a lot of their inventory, the way that they get them is from actual consumers trading in or selling their cars to CarMax. So if you have consumers that are not willing to do that because they don't have the money to upgrade, well, they only trade in and sell their cars to CarMax because they have to and not because they want to. So what does that mean about the cars? The quality of the cars is going to substantially go down. And that's why you get into this need and not want for these consumers that are getting rid of their cars. why they need to get rid of their cars is because they have major issues. So now CarMax is going to have this massive fleet of cars coming in from consumers that are getting rid of their cars that all have major problems because, remember, they needed to get rid of that car and not because they wanted to. So you're going to have the quality of cars that come down. You're going to have the amount of cars that CarMax is able to sell go down. You're going to have the quality that's coming into CarMax just goes down. So there's going to be a lot of cars that they don't even want to sell. They'll send to auction. So now CarMax has this problem of, okay, where do we get cars? This is the worst case scenario for CarMax when their sales are going down. The cars that they're able to buy, the availability of them are going down. Now, what do they do? I do not envy what CarMax is dealing with right now and what they're going to be dealing with over the next few quarters. And what do we know? The price of gas has gone way up and looks like possibly going to stay very elevated for the foreseeable future. And while on a weekly basis, that increase in gas price might not affect the average consumer all that much. I mean, you think about if the gas goes up by a dollar and you're putting 10 gallons or 15 gallons of gas in your car every single week, then, I mean, your expenses are only going up $10 or $15 every single week. But gas affects everything in the system. All your groceries, all your materials you're buying anywhere you go, all your services, all of these things get more expensive as gas gets more expensive because transport costs a lot of money. All your groceries have to get to the grocery store. And how do they get to the grocery store? In trucks. Trucks take gas, right? So all of this is going to make things more expensive. And that will hit the bottom line of a lot of these consumers' households, even the consumers that here that shop here at CarMax. And if that uncertainty is in the market, if a lot more people that just feel absolutely broke here in the market, they're not coming to buy a car. They're not upgrading. They're just going to make the cars that they have last longer. That's what we're seeing in the system right now, and this is the setup for disaster for not only CarMax, but for the whole car market in general. This is one thing that I worry about for my business, too. People are not going to be buying cars. They're not going to be trading in cars. I'm not going to be able to buy cars then at a lot of these auctions because the quality and the quantity is going to go down all at the same time. And that makes used car prices stubbornly high. And if they have to be stubbornly high at the same point when people's budgets and what they can spend goes down, well, that's a setup for the word that a lot of people don't like to hear, but stagflation. And you have prices that go up, but people are less willing to actually pay for things. It's not a good setup for CarMax, for me, and for the car market just in general.